We have a topic, the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus, it's quite a big theme. Where do you start from? How do you bring it all together? You see, different people before us, the early church fathers, the apostles, they all try to summarize it in different ways. We have two accounts in the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospel of Matthew. John puts it in a different way. He doesn't have actually detail it. And this morning we'll be looking at the two accounts in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 to 56, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 40. We see that Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, summarizes it in a verse, but it's indeed the essence. That is what our sisters sang with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It is my favorite hymn, not only because it's an Advent hymn, but it was actually voted one of the best English-themed hymns. So that's quite an achievement from Wesley, who initially composed it, tweaked 15 years later by Whitfield, and then given the tune we have today by a German Jew converted to Christianity, Mendelssohn. So it's not changed since the middle of the 19th century. The points that would have appeared on our PowerPoint presentation this morning are a virgin betrothed, a virgin conceives, a virgin sings. And on top of that, I wanted to expand it to something that struck a chord with me this morning, hence I changed the message. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? That was a question of one of those who have followed Jesus. Upon hearing, Philip comes excited and exclaiming to a friend of his, by the name of Nathanael, and he says, "We have found him." Now, who have you found? "We have found him, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael simply says, "Can there any good come out of Nazareth?" So that comes into play. That is in John chapter 1, verse 46. In the scripture, we read and learn of several unusual births. The birth of Isaac, for example, because the womb of Sarah was dead, we are told. Hannah, who was barren, gave birth to the prophet Samuel. Elizabeth, too, was called barren, the wife of Zechariah the priest, and a cousin to Mary. Two is with child, John, who was to become the messenger in the wilderness, as spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. We commonly know him as John the Baptist. So just a few months of the angel Gabriel having visited Zechariah the priest and subsequent conception of Elizabeth, the angel Gabriel is sent by God to a city called Nazareth to a virgin, a young woman named Mary. Well, I'll talk more about the city Nazareth, what its significance is here. So at that moment, we come to the birth written of in the Bible that is not only unusual, but rather it's very much singular. There's none like it. It's very incomparable, and none ever to be like it. A virgin shall be with child, the prophet Isaiah prophesied. So this was a sign that which God had promised his people. So many were looking for the Messiah. They had been waiting for the Messiah for some time now. There had been messianic fever at this time, and in fact, it had been some 100 years. People had been waiting, excited. What's going on? Who is the Messiah? The young women are probably counting themselves as everyone's waiting. So in this kind of fever, as you can imagine, Mary is chosen by God. A young woman, a virgin, betrothed, is chosen as a vessel unto honor. Mary was the instrument through which God came. He, being light of light, was without sin. I got that from the Nicene Creed. A miracle we mustn't forget in the church, and not only tie it to the Advent time, but rather meditate upon it day and night throughout the year. At this moment, we'll turn our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verses 26 to 56. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. We're seeing here the sixth month. Why is it talking of a sixth month? Because at this stage, Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. So the angel sent to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, or blessed, in some of your translation would be. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High, or the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. We find this as the prophet Isaiah prophesies in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the servant of the Lord, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. There are many who have interpreted this to support the baptism of infants, simply saying the babies, even as the baby who was in the womb, received the Holy Spirit, God worked on the child. There are many who have used that to say, okay, then christening of babies is okay. We believe otherwise as Baptists, not only as Baptists, but as those who follow Scripture. For that, yes, the Holy Spirit worked on a child. We can never negate the work of God. But saying that baptism is of infants is something different. We believe that a believer comes of their own conscience and having believed on Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and then shows that as an outward manifestation, hence the baptism which we preach. But as you can see, yes, the child was moved. It's scriptural. Does it support the baptism? I think that is, it's completely different. So I go on and I say to you, she said this happened to me, and the mother of my Lord should come to me. So she's already affirming prophetically, this is not only a normal baby, a usual baby, it is our Savior. For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God of my, the God, my Savior. She's already rejoicing and praising that very essence that she's carrying within herself, the God, her Savior, the God of our salvation. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own home. So we see Mary is not only a young woman, astute of scripture, but also filled with the Holy Spirit. She's a godly young woman. This song here she gives, which is called the Magnifica because of the Latin translation, Magnifica appearing first in that where she says, my soul magnifies the Lord. In the Latin translation, the Vulgate, it's magnification comes at the start. That's why it's called the Magnifica. She sings to the Lord, and this song is exactly word for word, in a sense, with that which Hannah sang on when she was pregnant with the prophet Samuel. And then we see where it ends, and Mary abode 3 months. So what is now happening? That's what we find in Luke 2, verses 1 to 40. Luke is very detailed. He gives us a detailed account. So we turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 40, to find out the bigger picture of what's going on. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That is the Roman known world. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished and she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing, which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That is a very key thing, because we see this happening to Jacob when he thinks of his son Joseph. As Joseph is having all these dreams, they're all as a family rebuking him about the dreams. Is your mother and father also going to bow down to you? Really? Is that what is happening here? But Jacob kept these things in his heart. So in like manner, Mary is keeping not only this, but we'll see later on as well what other things she's keeping in her heart. And the shepherd returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And we see that the name Jesus is in the Hebrew translation is the name. It simply means Jehovah saves. So we have the name Yeshua in Hebrew. And this name is synonymous or similar to the same name Joshua used of the servant of God and a student of Moses. Yehoshua meaning Jesus saves. Prophet Isaiah tells us God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. So where two or more are gathered in agreement in Scripture, we believe that God is with us. And here today, God is with us. So we read on, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. We have already read that. That's verse 1. I'm at chapter 2, looking up here, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, he was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of his purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit unto the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen my salvation, and your salvation, beg your pardon, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of the people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with and a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers, night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke to him, to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your miracles that are beyond our understanding. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies that are beyond measure. For you looked into our sinfulness, and before we knew you, you loved us. You sent us your Son. As your servant Paul declared in Philippians chapter 2, he counted it not robbery that he came, he left, he forsook his position, came down to us in a lowly place as a servant. He gave himself up unto death, even death of the cross. We thank you, O God, for your God who saves us. We thank you, O God, not only are you the God of our salvation, but you're a God who is with us, a God who hears our prayers, who answers us. When we're in our time of despair and we turn to you, you hear and you answer. You're the God who, to whom when things are impossible, there's nothing impossible for you, O God. All things are possible. We thank you, O God, and we pray that you open our eyes to understand your scriptures. You open our ears to hear you and prepare our hearts to receive you. Even as we contemplate on these times, not just a message for the Advent, but a message that a great miracle was done unto us. To us, a child was born, to whom his rule is no end. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.